좀 좀좀 빨리 재우냐
So when she asked that in the beginning, we generate the thought of enlightenment, which is that one will achieve Buddhahood for beings as limitless in number as the sky is vast, and to that end one will rest neither in the extreme of peace nor in of samsara, and one will practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings.
Tene tren tenju omalan jo gale danda oma ranjoi dan tanjor je chepar tenbe tike kake chhu
So Rinpoche will continue explaining from the Madhyamaka Avatara the Umala Jupa entering the middle way by Chandrakirti and today the two verses that he will discuss deal with distinguishing between the views of the Rangjupa, the Svatantrika school, and the Taljorpa, the Prasangika school.
Telayam, then Uma Rangjute, Tundam to Jeva Mabar Kelengre, Tundam to Chutam Je Rangan Sini Jamadovare, Inayam Tani Tamto, Tani to Rangan Sini Jaba Kelembare, Kelembare, Sharji Jevare, Kesas.
So the Svatantrika school then, how is it that they view ultimate and relative truth? Well, they say that ultimately things are not established by having their own inherent characteristics. However, on a relative level, they say that they are so, that they are established through having inherent characteristics.
Then in Sini Siji the Karasana, Sini de Pena, me keep a check in Sunzare, Sini de Sagin Separe, Sini Sagin Separe, Tarandi Balola, Sagin Sipin Sini de Tani Zando, Tani do Rubandava.
So, to give an example of what these characteristics are, if one takes fire, for example, Fire, then, is that which is to be defined, and it's defined by saying that it is hot and burning. So this hot and burning, then, are the characteristics of fire. So this is what is meant when one says something like inherent characteristics. So then the Svatantrika school says that on a conventional level, on the level of apparent truth, then things exist through having this kind of characteristic.
Oma tanjurba lola mean singi sawatan sipati tini tokwe tatam namdogungola nangsanji yabara mato tini me ranga ngola sawatan sipa yomara.
So then one looks at this situation from the point of view of the Taljorpa, the Prasangika school, what do they say? Well, looking at these characteristics of fire as being hot and burning, they say it is merely something imputed conceptually, that it only exists from the point of view of the conceptualizing mind. But that actually they are a mere appearance.
Deyam pena malam je me tabare. Malam je me sabadan sipa yimbate. Namdo ka phata kware ma to. Tanda yo rang me rang ngovi teni teni sabadan sipa yo mare. Kare sena sabadan sipa dutin yo mare. Dutin mebe sena sabadan sipa ngovi yo mare. Malam je me.
So then if one takes the example of fire in a dream, fire that is hot and burning in a dream, then these characteristics of hot and burning, they are put out there, they're put onto the situation through concepts. But from the point of view of the fire itself, it has no essence, it has no established essence. And why is that? Because of hot and burning, they are not composed of atoms.
Tene de kapsata, tena tani, oma ranju pe rangan sinyi jitropa, tani to rangan sinyi jitropa ke lemba tela, oma tanjur pe rikpe nuzi tamar, nuzi kan tamar. Nuzi tani to rangan sinyi jitropa, papa nyamja yi hingu bunje ku George Tarwa. Yana toni ngu bunje George Tarwa. Tene tani denba rikpe jesu su tarwa tarwa tani Tuhantan da jewa mekhekwa tarwa ta tarwa som tambar Tarwa chenpo som tambar Tarwa som kar rikpe nezi chenpo som tambar
So then in refuting this, this text of course was written by a Taljorpa, a Prasangika. So, of course, you know the arguments are going to go in his direction. So, next point that we'll be looking at, then it is the Prasangika point of view that is refuting this Svatantrika position, saying that things exist on a relative level through having inherent characteristics. And there are three arguments, then, that are put forward in order to refute this position. And the first one says that it uses a refutation, saying by putting forth a consequence that's unacceptable, that says if one says that things are established by their own inherent characteristics, this would result in the fact that the resting in the meditation of the noble ones would become a cause for the annihilation or the destruction of things. So when bodhisattvas from the first level and above are resting in meditation, they are resting in non-conceptual wisdom or they are resting in emptiness. And if one had this position of the Svatantrika school, it would then imply that since in that meditation there is nothing arising, it is free of all kinds of thought, it would imply that the non-conceptual wisdom or emptiness would destroy things. So that's the first argument. The second argument then says that if one could apply conventional, one could, if one analyzed conventional truth, it could withstand this analysis, which means that if one analyzed using any of the reasonings, then one would have something left over. One would find something through one's analysis. One wouldn't find emptiness, but one would find some kind of existence, something or other. That also then would run counter to reasoning. And finally then, the last one would be that it would run against the reasoning that applies to ultimate truth. So those are the three ways in which the Prasangika school refutes the Svatantrika position.
The Tarva Somje Nani Tambu Papa Nyamja Ngopon Jikjor Tarva Am Tony Ngopon Jikjor Tarva Ne Karte Rangan Senyi Tin Jorna Tela Kurve Ngopon Jikjor Tony Mubon Jig with George Jorna, Tene Ringman Tessel Nuyumi, his awesome.
So then the first verse is a translation with a little bit of the commentary mixed in to make it clear. It's verse number 34, if you're looking in the any of the translations. If phenomena were to arise in dependence on causes and conditions, which had their own inherent characteristics, the true nature of things would be denied, because primordial wisdom would seem to annihilate things. If emptiness becomes the cause for annihilating things, this position would run contrary to reason, because things never really existed to begin with. So I'll read it quickly one more time. If phenomena were to arise in dependence on causes and conditions which had their own inherent characteristics, The true nature of things would be denied because primordial wisdom would seem to annihilate things. If emptiness becomes the cause for annihilating things, this position would run contrary to reason because things have never really existed from the beginning. So then to put this in the form of a reasoning, one takes as the subject of it of inner and outer phenomena, and the hypothesis one wishes to prove is that they don't exist. So then the reasoning for that is as follows. They are not established through having inherent characteristics. If they were established through having their own inherent characteristics, then that would be a denial of the way things are, because it would mean that in their meditation, in the meditation of the noble ones, they would be destroying things. And secondly, then we were to say, if the second reason then, if that position then arises, it runs contrary to reason because things have never really existed. So what is there to destroy? So it's a very unusual kind of reasoning. Kensabo. Weird.
Ta jonsen kare sa na phakpan nam je phakpan nam je toni ngon som to to khu ye hi te la phakpan nyam ya ye ki se gre phakpan nyam ya ye hi je tene ngopo nam la rang de thini je chopa ma je pa seni me par seni me pa jewa me pa jewa me par je ko se no tene phakpan nyam ya ye hi te ngopo je ko jor thar chu ni pa.
So then to look in to this first reason a little more, what is then this wisdom that arises while the bodhisattvas are resting in meditation? It is a non-conceptual wisdom. It is the wisdom that directly perceives emptiness. And within this wisdom then, when they are resting within this wisdom, there is nothing that arises. There are no characteristics in that sense. There is no arising, there's no coming into existence of things. So, because they see, of course, that things are not truly established in their essence. So, in that sense, they see no things while they are resting in meditation.
Hefar jona tene toni ngobo jeku jor jor jorvare jorvare jor jorvare tene na tene aja thara.
So then, this when the bodhisattvas then directly realize emptiness while they're resting in meditation, they see that things do not exist through their own inherent characteristics. But if one said that things do exist on a relative level by their own characteristics, that would mean then that they would have to be destroyed somehow by these bodhisattvas resting in a meditation where they see things as not being established by their own characteristics. So this is a very unreasonable argument.
Gyumtsin ti se na, teni nga tsu nyumong tang dunga nam oma tangyur pe lo gyer gyana tong tambar rangan tsini ki me pa ma se tanyi tsam tu yang rangan tsini ki ma ro pa mulan je nyumong dunga tang mulan je nyumong tang dunga tabar.
So then, if one looks at this from the prasangika point of view, what do they say? They say not only are things ultimately not established by inherent characteristics, so that's the same as the svatantrika position, but then they also say, and this is where they're different, that on a conventional level, things are not established by their having inherent characteristics. And if one takes as an example the kleshas, the afflicting emotions and unexamined beliefs or suffering, they are simply like a dream.
This is not a matter of law, la, tongba ni la, tsam gomsom sebate, yangna tongni gombate, demba ni char, dunga da nyumu rangin sini je. Madrope Serna Madrope Lemba Nichar Dunga Dan Yumo Rangan Sini Jem Madrope Tonde Tobare Tonde Tona Yumong Leto Tugre Dunga Leto Tugre Kaleka for Yoma Matona Kaleka.
So then, according to the Prasangika school, when one is meditating on emptiness, so when one is practicing, listening, reflecting, and meditating on emptiness, then one sees through this that the two truths, both the relative and the ultimate truth, on both these levels, that suffering and the kleshas are not established by their own characteristics. And this is what one then is supposed to realize. This is the meaning, the point that one is supposed to realize through this practice. And if one can do that, then, if one can see that these are not established by having their own characteristics, then one can liberate oneself from the kleshas, from these afflicting emotions and unexamined views, and from suffering.
Pena nyumong tava te nyumomba rangin sinyi ki tova ina nyumong te kanong ki le yoko vre. Yana pena kondro tava che la tsona kondro te yana kando kondro sava niyur mikin da ite na kondro te roko vre. Yana kondro te kondro sava po kanza rangi wangu te na roko vre. Yana kondro te dravo tang kanza ranga wangbo ni je parta te le yoko ga. Tundu kanga yang mni bese na tene kondro ranga tenyi mado ba tare. Tenyi mado na yang toba dravo te tene ranga kondro sawa po ranga nam to dhruva re. Tene ranga nam to dhruva ima da ha koko re tangbo. Yeah.
So then, if one looks at this situation where one's where the conflicting emotions and unexamined views are not established by having inherent characteristics, how is it then if they were to be established? Suppose one took the opposite position to make this clearer. So say that these things were established by their by these inherent characteristics, then, well, then you'd have to find them someplace. So where would you look for them? Well, suppose one got angry, takes the situation of being angry. So then you need a focus for that anger. So the object of one's anger, like an enemy, would have to exist somehow inherently by its own characteristics. Or if it's not the object, then it has to be the perceiver, the person that's looking where the anger arose. Somehow those five sense faculties of that person would have to be inherently existed in some way. Then, if it's not the object, it's not the subject, then it would have to exist someplace in between the two. And if one analyzes like this, one can see that none of those three are places. Can one find something that is inherently existent or that exists through having inherent characteristics? That all of these are merely the delusions of one's own conceptualizing mind.
Mm. Tanda jase cheval and say the chunjo kirab levile chator de la osumare. Chunjo kirab levi tan tubare, chator.
So, this way of an analyzing the situation here in the Madhyamaka Avatara resembles the way Shantideva analyzes the same thing in his text, the practicing the Bodhisattva's path, the Bodhicharya Avatara. In the ninth chapter on wisdom.
Then a condo de termine young, a condo de yana lepenanum. Ningitella, you said it. Caressana condo sat in Samsung Gonagano. Santa Ning Sagando, Ningan, you said a summer. Patella Taki Tangor, Candes Gigando. Condo de. Mumanio, mother, Sadjeva, the Sadjeva capsule, Candace Chigando, Contro Chetola Taketan. Chetola Candace Taketan, Dalija, Contro de Contro Rangi Javaina, Yini Javaina, Nigale Javaina, Jumile Javaina Taketana, then in Tajil and Majibusena, Contro Rangan O Javayoma. Data Omanjo Rangi Chetan.
So then, if one analyzes this according to the methods presented here in the Madhyamaka Avatara, one then, let's say, one takes anger and one looks to find where does this come from? Does it come from having a really bad headache? Does it come from the fact that one's heart is upset? So how does this anger arise? What's the cause? It comes up newly, and how does that arise? So here, as we've seen, the main method that Chandrakirti is using is the four alternatives, or the four extremes. And so one analyzes it. One says, does anger arise from itself? Does it arise from something other than itself? Does it arise from a combination of the two, self and other? Or does it arise without any or cause whatsoever? And if one analyzes this way, one can see that it arises from none of them, that it has no truly established
essence.
So then one can apply this same kind of reasoning to the arising or the coming into existence of anger by the reason that it has its own inherent characteristics. So ultimately then, how is it that anger arises? Well, it arises like a dream, as a dream does. It arises as mere appearance. It comes into experience as the inseparability of clarity and emptiness. So then another way of analyzing the coming into existence of anger is to say, to show that it doesn't exist, is to analyze it from the point of view of the reasoning that it is beyond one and many. And this reasoning also leads to proving that it is not established essentially in any way, that it has no arising. If there is an actual arising of something, it has to have an essence. And if there's no essence, then it can't have any arising. It's like the birth of a child in a dream.
Dina pena semje donga tab ke na ranji balola don tamba donga rang ngo ma dom na ya thani do donga je chowa nyam se nyuwe se na rang donga rang se ni je chopa re sang gu ranji balola thanjur balola mare thani do donga nyam se nyuwa te nam do thor te malam je me malam te mi se pa chu cherwa na yi nam do roba re ma do Namdon forte tener dembar hemba rangin sinyi ji tobar hemba re ma to donga ran la ngo tene rangin sinyi yo ma re malan ji donga na ki rwa
So then if one takes as an example mental suffering according to the Svatantrika school ultimately it is not established on the level of ultimate truth it's not established through having some kind of essence however as we've seen on the relative level on the level of conventional reality because we experience something because we feel something then they say that it is established by its own inherent characteristics However, if one looks at this from the point of view of the Prasangika school, they say that both of these, both on the ultimate, from the ultimate and the relative point of view, that it's just the confusion, or the delusion of our own conceptual mind. It's like, for example, in a dream, when one dreams that one is burned by fire or that one is drowning in water, these are merely deluded projections of one's mind. We take them to be real, but actually they're not. So through this way, through analyzing in this way, one can see that suffering is not truly established.
Bena malam to me it's a donga chona, me it's a donga te, oma tanger belola, tene ranga teni jamaraber. Jumsen carer donga chizi jiki, chizi jamete ranga teni jamaraber, me dotin the maraber, me dotin the maraber sena, tene me teni jamaraber. कांच पर से पे में ते रंग चेनी जो डबा में ना तीस पे दोंगा ते रंग चेनी जो डबा यों की कमारे तीस है ना में इस पे दोंगा ते मना जी काप्सो नाम दोन डबा ये बा ते ये तो ते ने सेम्पी नाम जे दोंगा जे न्याम न्यों न्याम वो से न्याम से न्यों ते चेनी दोंगा लं चेनी यो बा नावो ते नाम दोन फोर ते चेनी में बा ला Sini mepam, o mepam, tembar mepal, tembar ikhimbar, nam do rupare mato, mene sini yomar. Yaputuka.
So then, for example, if one takes again this, the suffering that's produced by being burned in a dream, the Prasangika school would say that this suffering is not established through having inherent characteristics. And how would they analyze that? They would say that the conditions for this suffering are not established. And what is that? The fire. So the fire which produces the suffering, the condition, one of the conditions of making the suffering is not truly established. And how is it that the fire is not truly established? Well, it's not established by having atoms. It has no truly established atoms in it. And therefore, there's no way that this suffering that arises from being burnt can exist, because the fire itself doesn't exist, so that the suffering it causes also could not exist. It is simply the confusions of our conceptualized mind. And like this, then, if we have the example in the dream, then like this, the suffering that sentient beings experience, we think we really experience it. We think that there are inherent characteristics to this suffering and that it's really there, but actually it is just this projection, this deluded projection of our concepts. It is not in any way established by having inherent characteristics, but we make it so because we take it to be real.
Rangan Sengi ke madhote John Robeser. Chate John Robate Sengi meba tempo meba taise.
Then one can also
Sengi meba ngo meba taise.
One can also give another reasoning. So given the bliss or the joy or the happiness of it in on a relative level. It is not established by its own inherent characteristics. And why is that? Because it changes, it's open to change. So then these characteristics are not firm, they're not stable, they're not permanent in any way. They're continually changing.
Dehendo donga chuchi ranga thengi ke madop te donga de zepar ka donga nam jang jon ro se jon ro va te chenyi me ba am mla j donga yin den chenyi me ba am ngo me ba ta yin se
So then given suffering, it is not established by its own inherent characteristics, because this suffering that is so difficult to bear will undergo change. And so because it undergoes this change, then, it has no inherent characteristics. It has no essentially unchanging nature. So like that, one can say, given friends and enemies, they are not truly established. Why? Because they change. So then one can also look at the at change again in another way to show that it doesn't, that things are not established. And one can say that change, such as Rinpoche's finger snap, that's an example of a change, a sound that came into existence and went out. That then is dependent on another kind of change that's increasingly subtle. So the increasingly subtle levels of changes produce the more coarse ones. And so if one analyzes this down to the most perfectly subtle level, even at that level, one doesn't find anything that does not undergo change. It's continually changing. So then if one looks even into the most subtle kind of instant where something might be born or come into existence that would make a space for that to happen, that does not exist either.
Sometimes Travel,
okay. So then if you take the example of how hair grows, and one looks into, if one thinks, of course it doesn't come out all at once long. So then you have to look into how does it grow. It comes out little bit by little bit. And then through an accumulation of this very tiny, tiny growth by atom, then one has then the result of long hair at the end. So you have very, very tiny, subtle causes producing.
This is a tra-tela ngoyo mare, tra-ringo la gaya da, tong-tong la gaya ke cheba kaya yo mare. Tra-la ngoyo mare.
So therefore, by this reasoning, one can see that if one analyzes down to the most subtle, and sees that that also doesn't exist, the most subtle atom, then one can see that there's no reason, since hair ultimately doesn't exist, to like either long or short hair.
In a young kakhe tra rengbo laka kakhe tong tong laka wa te karre, te namdo re, namdo kusho.
However, even though hair doesn't ultimately exist, people seem to have a preference for long or short hair, and that's a result of our own conceptions, our own conceptualizing mind.
Te namto te pankawa te, te jimjin la tan te na pungpo la danzin te hachang pankale kapo yubata yore. Kakhe tra rengbo laka gare rengbo namto te pang matoba. Kakhe tong tong laka gare tong tong namto pang matoba je yoba te.
So this this attachment we seem to have for long or short hair is a concept that we have a hard time giving up. And why is it? It's because we are so attached to the five skandhas that we have our own this clinging to the ego, which is based on taking the five skandhas as a basis for ego clinging. So because we cling so strongly to our own ego, then we cling to these different preferences as well.
Tan do dona te yin do chu tam che ngo ma do ba re ngo ma do ba cho te chu tam che don tam ba ngo ma do ba ma ze tan ni do ya don tam ba rang den chen ni je ma do ba ma ze tan ni tam do ya rang den chen ni je ma do ba re te ma do ba cho te hi te tene ngo bo tam che la den ba ri ke ba nam do le thor thok gu ba re te thor thok ba
So in brief then, if one can see that ultimately things are not established by having inherent characteristics, and that that they are not established by having some kind of essence, and that that is also true on a relative level, then one is able to free oneself from the concept that clings to things as being truly established.
Te tanda omar ranju pe thani do rangen chini ji topar khe len ba tela oman thanjur pe tharba som yu ba nani pha pe nyam ya yi hingu bon ji jor tharwa am yang na toni ke gom te ngu bon ji jor tharwa tharwa te do du ki to bai.
So then that is a brief explanation of explaining the difference between this Svatantrika and the Prasangika point of view by looking at why that things are not established both ultimately and on a relative level through having their own characteristics. And the first reason then that we just looked at was looking at this consequence that shows that if they were established by their own characteristics on a relative level, then when the bodhisattvas are resting in meditation, one would have the fault that in that meditation they would be destroying the arising of things. Since all phenomena, although even so, although all phenomena are not established by having inherent self characteristics, one is confused by appearances, taking things to have taking these characteristics as being existent. So if one then frees oneself from these concepts which are confused appearances, one will become certain that all phenomena
have no inherent self characteristics. So one should ascertain or establish that all phenomena have no inherent characteristics.
Okay.